This is the Sakar Muli of 7th of January 2026. Essence. Sweet children, never take the law into your own hands. If someone makes a mistake, report it to the Father, and the Father will caution that soul. Question. What contract does the Father have? Answer. Only the one Father has the contract of removing the children's defects. When the Father hears of the children's weaknesses, he explains to them with love to help them remove them. If you children see anyone's weakness, don't take the law into your own hands. It is a mistake to take the law into your own hands. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, you come to the Father in order to be refreshed, because you children know that you have to claim your sovereignty of the unlimited world from the unlimited Father. You should never forget this. However you do forget it, Maya makes you forget it. If she didn't make you forget, you would have great happiness. The Father explains, children, repeatedly continue to look at your badge. Also look at the pictures again and again. While walking and moving around in remembrance of the Father, continue to look at your badge, and you will understand that that is what you are becoming. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. This is the time to receive this knowledge. The Father says, sweetest children, day and night, he continues to say, sweet children. Children do not say, sweetest Baba. In fact, both should say this. Both are sweet, are they not? Unlimited Bapdada. Those who are body conscious simply say to Baba, sweet, sweet Baba. Some children even say things to Bapdada out of anger. When you say it to Dada, you also say it to the Father. It is the same thing. Sometimes they become upset with their teacher, and sometimes with one another. Therefore the unlimited Father sits here and gives you children teachings. There are many children in all the villages. He continues to write to everyone. I have received a report about how you become very angry. The unlimited Father calls this body consciousness. The Father tells everyone, children, become soul conscious. All of you children continue to fluctuate. In this, Maya battles with those whom she recognizes as powerful and strong. Hanuman has been portrayed as Mahavir, brave warrior. They tried to shake him. It is at this time that she tests you all. All of you have victory and defeat with Maya. In this war, there is remembrance and forgetfulness. Each of you claims a good status, according to how much you stay in remembrance, and how constantly you make effort to remember the Father. The Father has come to teach you children, and he continues to teach you. You have to continue to follow Srimat. It is only by following Srimat that you will become elevated. There is no question of becoming upset with anyone in this. To become upset means to become angry. If someone makes a mistake, report it to Baba. You shouldn't take it on yourself to tell anyone. That is like taking the law into your own hands. The government doesn't allow anyone to take the law into his own hands. If someone punches another person, he isn't punched in retaliation. He is reported and a case is filed against him. Here too, you children should never answer back to anyone. Simply tell Baba. Only the one Baba will caution everyone. Baba will show you a very sweet method. He will give you teachings with great sweetness. By becoming body conscious, you reduce your own status. Why should you create a loss for yourselves? As much as possible, continue to remember Baba with a lot of love. Remember with a lot of love the unlimited Father who gives you the sovereignty of the world. You simply have to imbibe divine virtues. Never defame anyone. Do deities defame anyone? Some children can't stop defaming others. Tell the Father, and he will explain to them with a lot of love. Otherwise, time is wasted. Instead of defaming others, it is better for you to remember the Father, so that you benefit a great deal. It is not very good to argue with anyone. The hearts of you children understand that you are establishing the sovereignty of that new world. You should have so much spiritual intoxication inside you. The main things are remembrance and divine virtues. You children remember the cycle anyway. You can easily remember that. There is the cycle of 84 births. The beginning, the middle, the end, and the duration of the cycle. You have to give everyone the introduction with a lot of love. The unlimited Father is making us into the masters of the world. He is teaching us Raja Yoga. Destruction is just ahead. It is now the confluence age, when the new world is established and the old world destroyed. The Father continues to caution you children. By staying in remembrance, you receive happiness, and all the sorrow and pain of your bodies is removed. It will be removed for half a cycle. The Father establishes the land of happiness. After that, Maya, Ravan, then establishes the land of sorrow. You children understand number-wise according to your efforts. The Father has so much love for you children. The Father has loved you from the beginning. The Father understands that you children become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. Therefore, he comes to make you beautiful. The Father is knowledgeful. You children receive this knowledge little by little. Maya then makes you forget it. She doesn't allow you to remain happy. Day after day, let the mercury of the happiness of you children remain constantly high. In the golden age, your mercury was very high. You now have to make it rise high with the pilgrimage of remembrance. That will only go high gradually. While experiencing victory and defeat, you children will attain your status as you did in the previous cycle, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. However, it will take the same time as it does every cycle. Only those who passed in the previous cycles will pass again. Bhaktada continues to observe the stages of you children as the detached observer and continues to explain to you. The children who go to other centers aren't refreshed as much. After going to the center, they go back into the outside atmosphere, and this is why, in order to become refreshed, children come here. The father still writes, give my love and remembrance to everyone in the family. Those fathers are limited, whereas that one is the unlimited father. Both Bap and Dada have a lot of love because they do very lovely service every cycle and they do it with a lot of love. They feel a lot of mercy inside. When you don't study and you don't follow Srimad and your behavior isn't good, Baba feels mercy. You will only claim a low status. What else could Baba do? There is a lot of difference between living there and living here. However, not everyone can stay here. The number of children continues to grow. Arrangements also continue to be made. Baba has also explained to you that Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place. The father says, I come here and make the whole world, including the five elements, pure. There is so much service to be done. Only the one father comes and grants salvation to everyone. He has done this countless times before. Even though you know this, you forget it. And this is why the father says that Maya is very powerful. Her kingdom continues for half a cycle. Maya defeats you and then the father makes you stand up again. Many write to Baba, Baba, I have fallen. Baba replies, Acha, don't fall again. Nevertheless, they continue to fall. When they fall, they stop climbing up again. They become badly hurt. Everyone becomes hurt. Everything depends on how you study. Yoga is included in this study. So-and-so is teaching me this. You now understand that the Father is teaching you. You become very refreshed here. It is sung, consider those who defame you to be your friends. God speaks, so many defame me. I come and become their friend. They defame me so much, and yet I consider all of them to be my children. I have so much love for them. It isn't good to defame anyone. You have to be very cautious at this time. You children have various stages because you all continue to make effort. When a mistake is made, make effort to become free from that mistake. Maya makes everyone make mistakes. This is a boxing match. Sometimes you are hurt in such a way that you fall. The father continues to caution you. Children, when you are defeated in this way, whatever you have earned will be finished. You fall from the fifth floor. They say, Baba, I will never make such a mistake again. Please forgive me. How can Baba forgive you? The father says, make effort. Baba knows that Maya is very powerful. She defeats many. It is the teacher's duty to teach you about mistakes and make you free from mistakes. It isn't that once someone makes a mistake, he would continue to do that all the time. No. Virtues are remembered. Mistakes are never remembered. Only the one father is the eternal herbalist. He will give you medicine. Why do you children take the law into your own hands? Those who have a trace of anger in them will continue to defame others. It is the father's duty to reform everyone they are not those who are going to reform others. Some have an evil spirit of anger in them. When they defame others, it is like them taking the law into their own hands. They won't be reformed by that. In fact, there will be conflict and they will become like salt and water. The Father is sitting here for all of you children. It is a big mistake to take the law into your own hands and defame others. Everyone has one weakness or another. As yet, none of you has become perfect. Some have a certain defect and others have another defect. The Father has this contract of removing those. This is not your duty. When the Father hears of the children's defects, he explains with a lot of love in order to remove them. As yet, no one has become perfect. Everyone is being reformed on the basis of Srimat. You will become perfect by the end. At this time, all of you are effort makers. Baba remains constantly unshakable. He continues to teach you children with a lot of love. It is the Father's duty to teach you. Then, whether you follow that or not, it is your fortune. Otherwise, your status is reduced so much. By not following Srimat and performing such actions, your status is destroyed. Then, because you made that mistake, your conscience bites you. You will have to make a lot of effort. If anyone has a defect, you should tell the Father. To tell many others is body consciousness. Such ones don't remember the Father. You have to become unadulterated. If you just tell the one, that soul can then be reformed. Only the one Father reforms everyone. All the rest are unreformed. However, Maya is such that she puts your head in a spin. The Father turns your face in one direction, and Maya then spins you around and makes you face in her direction. The Father has come to reform you and to change you from ordinary human beings into deities. It is unlawful to defame someone's name at every door, to everyone. You must just remember Shiv Baba. He gives the judgment. Only the Father gives the fruit of action. Although this is fixed in the drama, someone's name has to be mentioned. The Father continues to explain everything to you children. You are so fortunate. So many guests come. Those who receive many guests are very happy. You are children and you are also guests. The teacher only has this concern in his intellect. I have to make the children full of all virtues, like them, the deities. According to the drama plan, the Father has this contract. You children must never miss a Murli. It is the Murli that is remembered. If you miss a Murli, it is like being absent from school. This is the school of the Unlimited Father. You mustn't miss this for even a day. The Father comes and teaches you. No one in the world understands this. No one even understands how heaven is being established. You understand everything. This study enables you to earn a lot of income. You receive the fruit of this study for birth after birth. Everything of destruction is connected with your study. As soon as you have completed your study, the war will begin. After studying and remembering the Father, you will take the examination and receive full marks, and the war will then begin. When your study comes to an end, the war will begin. This is completely new knowledge for the new world, and this is why poor, helpless people are confused. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Never defame anyone when you see their defects. Don't speak of anyone's defects everywhere. Never let go of your sweetness. Never become angry or oppose anyone. 2. Only the One Father reforms everyone. Therefore tell everything to the One Father and become unadulterated. Never miss a Murli. Blessing. May you be combined with the power of Shiva and constantly be aware of your companion and experience the stage of a detached observer. Just as a soul has the company of a body, and while that soul has a part on this earth, no one can separate them, in the same way, Shiva and such a Shakti have a deep relationship. Maya cannot cause any obstruction to the deep love of those who constantly move along as embodiments of the power of Shiva. They constantly experience companionship and the stage of a detached observer. They experience having someone with them in a corporeal form. Slogan. In order to become free from obstacles and experience a constant and stable stage, practice having concentration. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. At present, instead of thinking, I am a teacher, I am a student, I am a server, practice this at Amrit Vela. I am an elevated soul who has come from up above into this old world and into this old body to do service. Make the lesson, I am a soul, even more firm. You have made the lesson of being a server very firm, but make the lesson, I, this soul, am a server, firm, and you will become liberated in life. Om Shanti.